From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top intelligence officials are asking whether Russia is really committed to a peaceful solution in Syria. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told lawmakers Thursday Russia may be considering putting more troops on the ground in Syria in order to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. Clapper spoke to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Intelligence officials are saying, though, they have not seen any indications of a major uptick in Russian operations ahead of a midnight Saturday deadline for the cessation of hostilities. The United States will submit to the UN Security Council Thursday a draft resolution calling for new sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The move comes a day after the U.S. and North Korea's most important ally, China, agreed on imposing further sanctions on the North. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord. Mr. Ban's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. President Salva Kiir will remain in office while rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as first vice president. The U.S. Republican presidential candidates will hold another debate today. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Texas Senator Ted Cruz hope to curb the electoral momentum of the frontrunner, businessman Donald Trump. Trump has won three straight contests in New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. Next Tuesday, which is sometimes called Super Tuesday, we'll see primaries in the caucus and caucuses in 12 states. Opinion surveys show Trump leading in many of those states. This is VOA News.